Roses, chocolates, and romantic Valentine's cards might bring you love, but they can't buy you this.
I want security, yeah. With that, I had a great love.
Your sense of security or insecurity may affect your love life. And a study finds your degree of insecurity is influenced from an extremely early age. Steve Inskeep has been looking into it.
We're going to find out about that study from Shankar Vedantam. He writes a column on human behavior for The Washington Post, and he's on the line once again. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
When this study says that your insecurity is influenced at a very early age, how early are we talking about here?
Well, remarkably, we're talking about 1 year old.
How can you know if a 12-month-old is going to be an insecure adult 20-some years later? How could anybody have known that?
I know. It's a really remarkable study, and I found myself doing a double take when I first read it. But the study essentially finds that how secure you are as an infant predicts how happy or unhappy you will be as a young adult in a romantic relationship.
Did they track a bunch of infants into adulthood?
They did. This was a study that lasted almost a quarter century. They tracked infants who were 12 months old, then checked in on them again when they were in grades 1 through 3, and then again when they were teenagers, and finally when they were young adults in romantic relationships.
How do you tell the difference between an insecure and secure 12-month-old?
They brought in infants along with their mothers to a lab, and then they had the mothers leave briefly. Most infants, as you can expect, got upset when their mothers left. But what the psychologists were interested in was what happened when the mothers returned. Many babies turn to their mothers for comfort, and after a few minutes of comforting, calm down, and then resume their explorations of the world. And there were some babies that refused to seek comfort at all. And what the researchers have said is that babies who are more insecure, who are less confident that their parents can calm them down in a situation, either do not turn to their parents, or when they do, they are not easily comforted.
Mm-hmm. How do they behave differently once they're adults and in relationships?
The psychologists were interested in what mechanisms predict whether people report happiness or unhappiness in romantic relationships. And they find that people who are more able to reach out to others for help turn out to be much more secure and much happier in romantic relationships than people who are aloof or who turn away from others when they are upset.
Mr. Vedantam, I know you've got a young child, as I do.
Indeed.
When you read about this study, does it make you wonder about what you're doing as a parent and whether you could do anything better?
Believe me, the moment I read this study, I took my infant into another room and left briefly and then returned to see how my child would react.
How's she doing?
Well, I have to say she wasn't particularly upset when I left.
she didn't seem
particularly impressed when I returned.
Now so you're the one who's insecure.
I have to say that's probably true.
But is there any advice we can get as parents as how to behave here?
I think certainly the advice that we can get as parents is to be available for our children and offer them comfort. You know, these are not particularly surprising insights to offer, but that also gives us hope. So in other words, even if we are not started out on this right foot, there's always time in life to change and to find a way to become more secure in the next developmental stage of your life.
Shankar Vedantam writes for The Washington Post and is becoming something of a regular guest on this program. Good to talk with you again.
Thanks so much, Steve.